Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-shofaros kesherin chutz mishal para. All shofars are kosher to use on Rosh Hashanah, except for the shofar of a para, a cow, or an ox. Mipnei shehu keren. Because that's not called the shofar in the Torah. It's called a karen. The Torah says, Bechor shoro hodrlo, v'karni re'im karnav. And it says by Yovel, Vavarta shofar trua, and we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. So the trua has to be done with a shofar. Amir Rabbi Yossi, V'alo kol ha-shofaros nikru karen, but aren't all other shofars called karen? Shenemar b'mshoch b'karen ha-yovel. So even though the one that says by a shore and a para, it'll be said you can't use those shofars because it's called a karen, but other shofars are also called a karen, Rabbi Yossi says. And the yovel that he's talking about is an animal, it's a ram. It's also called a yovel. And here you see that a ram, not a cow, is also called Karen. So the Rav says, nevertheless, the Rabbanan disagreed. And the Rabbanan said, it's true that you can have animals called a Karen as well as a shofar. In fact, all shofars are called both Karen and also called shofars. But when we deal specifically with a cow and an ox, that's only called a Karen. And it's the only one that's only called a Karen and not called a shofar. Every other animal is called both a Karen and a shofar. So it doesn't bother us that it says b'mshoch b'keren hayovel when it's talking about a ram, because it's also called a Karen, but it's also called a shofar. And that's why Rabbanan held that we can't use the shofar of a para.